the question about what works best for children and young people in general. So what works best for young people is that they're in a secure, safe, predictable environment. And where that cannot be provided by carers, then yes, there are a cohort of children who end up in long-term care. And TUSLA at the moment are working very hard around looking at the permanency pathways for young people where they can feel most secure and most safe and can actually reach their potential within that permanency, whatever route that is. And that route can be staying with a relative, that route can be going home, that can be voluntary care with foster carers, or can be long-term care with foster carers. And so there are many different pathways, but the most important thing is which is best for the child and what helps them develop to their potential. Now, when a child reaches 18 and they become a young adult, in fact, when they're hitting 16 and they're likely to be in care still when they're 18, we have a leaving and aftercare service that actually works with the young people that helps to transition them into young adulthood. There's actually supports available right up to the age of 23 that will actually support people through third level education. It has funding attached to it in terms of if those young people are in a foster placement, it's natural for them to continue that foster placement beyond their 18th birthday. That happens as well. And then they're supported in the transition through to independent living.